afternoon. It is Thursday, April 21st. I'm Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management, here with Alan Brugler. Alan, can you give us a quick recap of the grain markets throughout the last week or so?
Well, I think there's a lot of different things going on. The dollar's been weaker, which helps commodity prices in general. And you can see that if you look at the CRB index or gold or crude oil, they're all popping a little bit here. In the grains, we've got the extra story of the dryness in Brazil kind of taking the top end off their corn yields. We've got flooding in Argentina taking the top end off their soybean yields. And you have some spec money sloshing around. The funds are long. The soybeans have been for a couple of weeks, and they're pushing that position, trying to hit a home run. And in the corn, they're getting hammered on their short, so we're getting some buying back of those positions. Export sales are pretty good for corn this morning. We're getting a little bit of a buy the rumor, sell the fact, though, after having been up all week.
Is the recent downtrend in cattle almost over?
I think the cattle are grinding lower because ready numbers are growing up a little bit here into May. The market hasn't established it. It's got the demand for that extra beef, so we're putting a little bit of pressure on the cutouts and therefore on the cash cattle. The market is getting close to oversold here. I think it's probably not over yet, but it's getting close.
Hogs have been higher, though.
Hogs are going up 4 days this week. That's not a bad thing. I think we kind of hit value. The summer contracts had put a little too much premium. They were too high relative to an average cash move from the spring lows to the summer highs. So they backed off. Now they're kind of waiting for the cash to come up. And to the degree that it's showing progress, we can see those summer hogs rally back up.
Hey, thanks for your time today, Alan.
My pleasure.
This has been Josh Sexton of Brugler Marketing and Management. From all of us here in Omaha, thanks for listening. Have a great day.